Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
All right, good Saturday afternoon. My name is Rich Orris, home consultant with Mosby Building Arts and your host of Right at Home with Rich. Thanks for tuning in today and sharing your not just Saturday, but Easter Saturday with me. And don't forget, if you call in, you're eligible to win that $25 Stephanina's gift card. That'll get you a great dinner for two. That number to call in, 314-241-9797. Make sure you leave a phone number so we can contact you if you win the gift card. On going through today, I want to get into some things on outdoor living projects. When should you start planning for that sort of thing? Aluminum window replacements, reasons to remodel your bathroom, and of course, last but certainly not least, halfway through the show, I'll unveil my right-at-home hack. You don't want to miss it. Let's get started. Get into it. I would like to talk to you about your outdoor projects, so call in today for the next hour, 314-241-9797, and let's talk about it. So I do want to jump into some of this Mosby stuff, too, that we got going on, because it's next weekend. It is here, our big kitchen seminar on April 27th. We have our kitchen seminar at my favorite spot in St. Louis now, Top Golf. I love that place. It starts at 10:30. You can RSVP at callmosby.com/seminars or call the office 314-909-1800. Let us know you want to attend. We've got, I think, 40-some people that are registered to be at this. So it's going to be a great turnout, going to be great kitchen information. Remember, though, golf is not included, and they are crazy busy on Saturdays. So if you want to stick around, we would definitely recommend getting some reservations with Top Golf for after. It'll probably end by noon for sure. But you will never get in if you don't have reservations. Probably it'll take 2 or 3 hours. It's amazing how busy that place gets, but it is a ton of fun. And in the future, we've got lower levels, we got exteriors, we got bathrooms, we got more seminars coming all the time that you can be a part of. You can check our website, callmosby.com, and you can find all that information there, and you can get into, you know, every different thing like that that we do around Mosby, just to try and, you know, be a good advisor, help out, and just get some good information out there for everybody. And you know, speaking of helping out, I'm gonna kind of derail this train just a little bit on all of those topics that I was talking about, because you know what happens to me is during the week, going around and talking to people about their jobs, is, you know, things resonate that actually happen during the week, and then we kind of plan everything, and then all of a sudden I go, man, this was so awesome, I got to kind of talk about her. Or go over this and just get some information out there. And it's something that we do, you know, really big here at Mosby Building Arts. And we're really into, you know, a client service driven, you know, this is a service industry for us. This is not a commodity. It's not like buying apples or oranges and comparing things that way. Everything we do is about the level of service that we commit to people. And in tons of other industries, and actually Stephanina's in a conversation is kind of what helped bring some of this out. So last week, we got a message from one of my faithful listeners out there. His name's Tim, and he sent in a message and said, wanted to clarify how you win this Stephanina's gift card, because he's called in several times, and he's just never been picked. And he's like, well, sometimes, you know, I don't get on the air, so if I don't get my question on, am I still in the drawing? And, you know, typically, yeah, if I can't get to all the calls, I put in each name as the call comes through and you ask the question and we get the number. So if I can only get to some of the calls, call in next week and get on and call in earlier and, you know, get that question in, because I am throwing the names into the hat as they're coming on. So we're just picking from the ones that actually go on the air. But Tim did ask a question and we just didn't get to him. You know, I just didn't draw his name, and actually drew Kelly's name. And so we kind of read this message and everything, and one of my client representatives, Todd, that handles a lot of this stuff, you know, asked me, we read through it, he said, well, what would you like to do for this, or how do you want to respond? And I said, well, send Tim a message and tell him that we appreciate him calling in multiple times so much and being a loyal listener, that not only does he win a gift card, I will bring it to his house, because I would just like to thank him for his loyalty, shake his hand, and I will hand him the gift card personally, because that's just kind of how I am. And that's, I'm like, so that question even coming in touches me so much that, you know, I want to get out there and do something like that for him. So I'm at Stephanina's last night, and I'm getting a stack of these gift cards. And because we were just about out, and so he's replenishing the gift cards, and I'm telling this story to the owner, Bill. I talk about him all the time, and you know, it's such a great family-owned atmosphere there, and such a great place to have dinner and everything, and the people to hang out with. So I'm telling him this story, and he says, "Yeah," he goes, "you know, that's what everybody misses on, is treating people like that." He said, you know, you got to make it rememberable for people, and you got to really, when you touch people, that's what truly matters. And he said that, you know, a few years back, they had a guy in the service that came back from like Afghanistan doing his tour in the service and everything. And they called up and ordered pizza, and they said, you know, their son was back from the service. It was his first day back, and he wanted his first meal back in the States to be Stephanina's pizza. And so Bill said, we were so touched that he even said that we wrote "welcome back" on the pizza, and when they made it. And then they gave him, they added like some toasted ravioli to it, gave him a discount and all this, and, you know, sent all this food to him, even more than they even ordered. And we were talking about how that's the stuff that everything is made of. And that's the service and the thoughtfulness that keeps people coming back. And that is what I don't just do. We have over 100 people at Mosby Building Arts that do this sort of thing on a daily basis, from the laborers to the carpenters to the designers, all the way through the office staff, the client services. That's our goal, to create raving fans like the Blues or the Cardinals. I just don't want, you know, happy clients in today's industry and today's world is not enough. You got to create raving fans. I have people that say, call this guy, call this place. They will take care of you. This is awesome. I just left my door unlocked. They came, they fixed my kitchen cabinets. I wasn't even worried about it. They were out. I trust them. The relationship is so great. That is what we're after, raving fans, and that's what we're accomplishing here. So I just want to throw that story out there with Bill from Stephanina's and everything, of how important I think that is to everybody. So I'm going to get into this outdoor living stuff and everything. We'll jump into a break, give me a call. Get in on that conversation, planning those projects, 341-241-9797. All right, we are back, and let's keep this thing moving. I want to hear from you. I know it's Easter. I know there's a lot going on. I know there's honey-do list happening out there, getting ready for Easter, and I've got mine that I need to start when I get home, and making sure that grill has gas and ready to go is, you know, it's a beautiful weekend, and that is the first thing on my list when I make it back. So I know everybody's out there, and you got a lot happening, and, you know, maybe this, you know, planning your spring projects would be a good topic for you, but, you know, I invite you to give me a call, get in on that Stephanina's gift card. I'm here to answer what you need, 314-241-9797. And, you know, it's spring, it's warm as winter is, you know, now fading into spring, although just yesterday, just about felt like winter. I know it wasn't that cold, but man, it was kind of chilly. The rains are coming, all the spring things are happening, and it's time to start thinking about outside. It's time to start thinking about those projects you want. You know, the big one with everybody is, you know, outdoor living space. We're getting so many calls about that right now in, you know, patios and covers because they're trying to be outside in the rain, and, you know, outdoor kitchens. There's so many just cool things that can happen and so many things going on in backyards. And, you know, now is the time to really get into that. I would really almost honestly say it's too late. I would, you know, definitely advise the earlier the better. And, you know, we're just big planners. We just love to think about this stuff, make the plan, work the plan, kind of that measure twice, cut once kind of scenario. Make sure you know what you're getting. So, you know, trying to do this stuff and trying to realize, you know, a dream of your perfect backyard, your outdoor kitchen. You know, it's definitely never too early to begin that process, but I would definitely say, you know, now is the time to start that right away, especially if you want to do anything this year. It's busy. People are running, doing a lot of stuff, and, you know, timelines are stretching, and now that we're getting into the warmer weather, more and more of this stuff's going to happen. But, you know, when you think about, you know, the steps in what do you have to go through, kind of the first step of, you know, even exploring the ideas, getting people out, talking about, you know, what needs to happen, how do we go through this process? You know, you've got so much to do to figure this out, kind of surveying the area, figuring out, do you want water there? Do you want electric there? Is there going to be a roof? So you need ceiling fans, stuff like that. So you really need, you know, there's a lot of surveying of that area and of the house and kind of inside the house to bring that out. And how do we get the electric, all that stuff? How do you perform all that? There is a lot to figure out so that you know truly where it's coming from and how it's happening. So kind of going through and compiling a design, all of the site conditions, all the mechanical details that you need to get into, talking preliminary budgets is always a great conversation to have to get people on the same page, to realize, you know, what's the practice, what are you getting, how does it happen, and what's some, you know, just some quick preliminary budgets to say, are we even all on, you know, the same page? That is great to understand before any shovels hit the dirt, because one thing, you know, part of this process is to kind of stop and, you know, commit to the fact that we don't want to keep raising the price as we do the work. We don't want to start, you know, finding things and go, oh, wow, your water comes in way over there. How do we get it around? Or how do we, you know, get this stuff to work? Figure that out up front. And then, you know, then you've kind of got it all down. So the next thing really you get into is shopping for materials. Is there somebody to help you get through that? Is there somebody to take you shopping, pick that stuff out with you, make sure it's all right and you're going to absolutely love it and it's going to work for your needs, getting with the right appliance people if you're doing an outdoor kitchen and picking the right grills, the right smokers, talking about, you know, really how that happens. Cabinetry outside is a big thing. It is different than inside the kitchen, absolutely. So all this data kind of determines, you know, just narrowing down. We were just talking about that, you know, preliminary budget. Well, that's the stuff that helps narrow that down and get it to an exact project and an exact cost. And you can, you know, that'll help drive that up and down. Bringing out actual trade partners, the people that are going to help do some of this work. So, you know, like Mosby, if we have our own licensed electrician, we have our own licensed plumber. So getting the electric, the water, stuff like that, you know, we can bring our people in to help figure that out through that process. But if we have, like, you know, our concrete trade partner, B&W Concrete, you know, giving them the plan, but not just bidding off the plan, letting them show up and go through a walkthrough and look at, how do you get in and out? Do we need to take down a fence? Do we need, you know, all these pieces? Every action, you know, has a reaction and costs some sort of money to somebody working on that project. So that's another piece of that project that helps you get to that final project and that final price. And then it can help you kind of really draw it backwards if you need to, backpedal a bit, like, this is getting out of hand. You know, maybe we make the kitchen smaller, maybe, you know, but getting to figure that out through the process, it just takes some time to get through all of that. So you've had your walkthroughs, you got all this information. So, you know, thinking of, now that all that's in line, you want it done, you want to get your barbecuing in, you're hoping for Easter, but you're just now getting started. So, you know, how long could that process really take? You could end up, you know, 6-8 weeks for something like that to really evolve, do the shopping, get through everything. So the closer you get to summer, you know, the more I would say move rapidly and getting that process started. Because if you stray from that process, that is kind of when, you know, mishaps can happen. Things get missed. The change orders start going on. You start having, you know, issues like that around, you know, because it was figured out too quickly. And if you haven't picked out the concrete and you didn't discuss whether it's, you know, regular concrete or is it, you know, some kind of stamped or is it exposed aggregate? Well, those all have different costs. So if you're expecting something that's not in there, then expect an upcharge to figure out when you go, no, I thought I'd get this. And they're like, well, we figured it would be that. You know, that's the kind of mishaps and things that happen, you know, through there. So start now on those projects right away. Get that designing starting. We're going to get into a hard break here. I want to invite everybody, get in with me, 314-241-9797. All right. We are back, moving fast, having a great time, want to get you involved. St. Louis has a lot of older homes, World War II homes, a lot of aluminum windows. If you have aluminum windows and you have questions about that, I'm getting ready to go over some stuff on that. If it sparks a chord with you, give me a shout, 314-241-9797. We can go over this together, and you'll have a chance at that $25 Stefanina's gift card. So that's wide open right now. So give us a call, 314-241-9797. But without further ado, I got my richest right-at-home hack. You're going to want to hear this because I have a lot of people that I talk to that they use bleach as a cure-all. It's like their chicken soup for anything that ails their home. They use bleach to take care of it. And I always try and caution, you know, where you're using it and why you're using it. And, you know, bleach can actually, I wouldn't use it for everything. And it actually has some downfalls that it can eat through, you know, some sealants on stone-like surfaces or like granite. It can discolor laminate and colored grout for sure. It can fade enamel and acrylic tubs. It can just fade those materials, you know, too harsh of a cleaner. It can dissolve vinyl and linseed-based like flooring, like linoleum flooring. It can really do some harm on that stuff if you use too much, undiluted, all that. And it can corrode seals and stuff like that. So as you're wanting to use stuff like that, if you look at bleach and you read, and I've talked about this before on cleaners, is actually flip that bottle over and read what it says, because it will tell you on the bottle, bleach kills mold on non-porous surfaces. It can feed the further growth of mold on porous materials like grout in your shower. I got white grout. Bleach is perfect. It whitens it back up. But man, why does this mold keep coming back? Well, it can actually, the moisture, the water type that's inside of the bleach gets into those pores and then keeps it wet and actually promotes, you know, the mold coming back. So read that bottle, see what, you know, you want to use it on non-porous surfaces for sure. So another hint that I always throw out there for people is you never want to mix bleach really with anything other than water, but with ammonia, it can be extremely toxic. So question comes up, what do you do then? What are better options? Well, vinegar is a perfect option to replace bleach for most cleaning jobs. You know, water and vinegar can work pretty well. It will work in the shower, you know, let it soak into that mold and everything, do the toothbrush scrubbing and everything, and that vinegar won't put as much moisture, you know, into those pores and everything. You can apply a commercial antifungal product also. You can actually buy stuff made specifically for that. And to clean your disposal, you never want to use it in your disposal. And really the easiest way to clean your disposals is just cold water and ice cubes. Mix them up, grind everything up, and get that stuff taken care of. So do not use bleach as your cure-all. Read the bottles. That's the message here. So last week we talked kind of about that truth about foundation wall repairs. This week we got the bleach. You can find all of these podcasts up on 97.1 News Talk's website. You can go back in there and find the old shows. Go back and listen to some of these hacks and check them out. Hopefully it all kind of strikes something with you and it's giving you some good knowledge-based stuff to think about with some of these different products and things. So getting into these windows, here in St. Louis, we have a lot of aluminum windows in older homes. You know, there's a lot of window changeouts going on, changing to vinyl, all of that. So the history of aluminum window, really around St. Louis, it was a very popular choice, you know, all the way. It goes way back to the early 1900s, but when we started those World War II houses, you know, all the way up to the 80s and 90s, aluminum windows were a cheaper alternative to a wood or steel. They could make them in many different sizes and colors and types of windows, but they weren't very energy effective. The St. Louis area, the aluminum windows around here are those wide, big, sliding aluminum windows. There's, you know, so many of those. They're a single pane of glass. That's typically what was in there. And they started to change them, you know, later on to the double pane. But the aluminum windows were great back then because they could allow for a sleeker, a little more modern look into these homes. But, you know, the question comes up, why did home builders move away from, you know, installing aluminum windows? So aluminum windows were once very good, but the problem that started to arise with them was the cost of aluminum got more expensive. And of course, with new construction, then the cost goes up. And, we all know new construction, we're trying to control cost. So they started to look for a lower cost option. That's what happens, you know, and how you control costs on something like that. And that's where you get into that lower grade. You know, we've all heard about looking out for that, you know, builder grade. Oh, that's where the builder grade window was born. They started switching to vinyl as a solution and a more cost-effective solution. And bam, right then, the builder grade window was born. And look out for those. You definitely do not want those. So So as we had these windows in St. Louis, you know, thinking about what kind of problems did the homeowners start to have with them? And there's a lot of houses that, you know, still have these windows if you look at them and check it out. So the main issues with them is in the cold, freeze-thaw climate of St. Louis, you know, aluminum windows can duct that cold through those frames better than any other window out there. If you think about it, you know, get a soda can. Why is it aluminum? Because aluminum will conduct that temperature better than any material out there. That's why they use that product for that. So that cold comes in, it freezes, you get frost around that window on the glass, it gets your windowsills wet, it'll freeze the window shut. You definitely don't want to have that issue if, you know, God forbid you needed to get out and you're trying to open a window and can't. So they weren't very easy to clean is what a lot of people came out about. You know, the aluminum, you know, they're like, oh, they're great. They'll never rust, but they do just kind of deteriorate and they get aged and there's really no way to clean that off of that aluminum. So, and then they kind of came out with that double pane, but then in the early aluminum windows, the double pane was just filled with just clear air. There wasn't any of the argon or anything left, so they still weren't very energy efficient. So, you know, looking at the install, how these things go in. So you're thinking about changing that window. Well, what does the install matter? You know, well, when you look at it, you got to have a proper fit. Going back to that measure twice, cut once, make sure you got the right thing. You don't want to put in a too small window, too many gaps. You want to minimize that as much as you can. You really want to get it just right so you can get that insulation right. You want to do that low expansion foam insulation. You want to make sure it's done right. There is a way better way to do that. If you want to hear more detail on how those windows, you know, new windows should be insulated, give me a call and ask about it, and we can have a conversation on that. 314-241-9797. But so looking at how the new windows go in, well, when you have siding, removing that siding, flashing, using a new construction window is very important. The proper caulk, not always silicone. When you get into vinyl, silicone does not always expand and contract as much as vinyl. There's better caulks out there that you should use, you know, more of a urethane-based. And then finding experienced professional, you know, installers, window company to do the right thing and make sure they get it in there right. So, you know, now we kind of think about, well, we're thinking about that. So what's the benefits of installing some of these new windows, not just getting them right? And, you know, benefit with our windows is going to be, you know, a 10-year workmanship warranty of no leaks and things like that, you know, with how that window is installed. But the benefits of the actual window itself, you know, in your home, increasing the energy efficiency, of course, is always number one. Decreasing the energy bills, but making the house just more comfortable for you. Reducing noise can be another way that window makes that house more comfortable for you, especially if you're on like a busy street or near something, you know, major road. Cleaning your windows will become way easier, more convenient, and more safer on, you know, being able to tilt them in and clean them and not get on ladders and all of that. And increasing curb appeal and value of your home is also a big, you know, piece of getting, you know, new windows put in your home and the after effects of that. So if you have aluminum windows, now you're thinking, so really what should I do? You know, I've got these windows. What should I do about all this? How do I get the process started? Well, really, you know, let us help you out. Call Exteriors by Mosby and get us out, and we can advise on how to do them properly. No, all the exteriors are different. No house is exactly the same. We'll advise you through what's the best install method and best window type for your home, your area, all of that. And we can, you know, help you through that process. So you can give us a call at 314-909-1800 or look us up online at callmosby.com. And you can even just fill out one of our contact forms and we can get back with you and start that, you know, window replacement conversation with you. So, Eric, I think we'll get into our final break here. If you have anything for me, give me a shout, 314-241-9797. All right, this is it. Last segment. I'm going to be out of here soon. My favorite hour of the week coming to a close. And I got to tell you, I think I deal with so many people. I meet with so many people. I love, my favorite thing is helping people out, talking to people, getting to meet every type of person, every personality, and just really doing the best I can to help everybody. I absolutely, that's what I love about what I do. And sometimes I probably talk a little too much, so that's why they throw me in here to burn off some of this steam and just keep going. Take an hour and just get it all out of your system so that maybe I can listen a little more during the week, because listening is definitely the biggest part of, you know, helping people out. So I would love to listen to you. We've got about 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes here left or something. If you got anything for me, 314-241-9797. That gift card is still up for grabs, by the way. But, you know, I just love actually getting through this and doing this. So what I want to get into here is the, you know, the reasons people remodel their bathroom. You know, no matter how long you have lived in your home, whether you just bought it or whether you've been there for years, it's most likely, you know, remodeling the bathroom will always cross your mind at some point. And what brings that on? What kind of sparks that interest, you know, with people? And I see a lot of different, you know, reasons, and some of it's maintenance and stuff. Some of it's, you know, outdated. But so if the bathroom has a water leak, is definitely a huge reason that people start, it kind of jolts that, you know, that spark in people to say, you know what, well, now I'm starting, it's getting older, I'm starting, things are happening, I've got a leak, let's get into maybe just doing the entire remodel rather than just fixing a leak. And you kind of get to kill both those birds with one stone: remodel the bathroom, fix the leak, get everything done right. Drywall and plaster peeling, moisture in the bathroom is one of the biggest things that with age, all those moisture problems, you know, having improper ventilation or old home with just the window there, that, you know, they used to just say, yep, that's well enough, just open the window when it starts to get too wet in here. Well, it's almost always wet in that bathroom. And that is a big driving factor, you know, for people coming back and kind of saying, all right, you know, I've got to paint it, I've got to fix this stuff, maybe it's time to change out a cabinet, you know, get the taller toilet, you know, that sort of thing. So it kind of, again, with like that leak repair, it just sparks that conversation of, you know, as I go to fix this, how much more can I do, and how nice can I really make this? To me, really, the number one thing I see and the number one remark with everybody is just the mere fact that my house is outdated. And it happens so fast. You know, even speaking about that builder grade, you know, we're talking about the builder grade windows, builder grade cabinets get people into bathroom and kitchen remodels way sooner than most people want to, feel they should need to, you know, and they feel like, well, when I bought this place and they built it and everything, man, if they would have told me I was only going to get, you know, 10 or 15 years out of these cabinets and I'm going to have all these issues, and, you know, they're just not thinking they're going to want to remodel that soon. So the houses get outdated much, much quicker with the builder grade products. And then just design style, you know, changing, things no longer being in style. It's not visually appearing, you know, appealing to people anymore. And of course the bathroom is, you know, used by everyone, guests, everything. So you want it to be a nice looking sharp place, you know, for people to use, or you want it there for yourself that way so that you just feel really, really good about it. So the biggest one for me that I see with a lot of people, and I bring up a lot when we go to remodel bathrooms, that people, maybe they're remodeling because of outdated, but they haven't really thought of your changing needs. You know, no one wants to think about wheelchairs and grab bars and getting older. And when you get older, it means your needs are changing. You know, your eyes are going bad. You might need more light. Mobility is changing. You might need some grab bars. lower thresholds, walk-in areas. You know, aging in place is what this is all about. And, you know, how long can you remain in your home is so important. And, you know, knowing when to go ahead and think about that during any bathroom remodel, the functionality, the layout is usually always underutilized. So we can change some of that, make it better for you. You know, replacing that tub and going to that full walk-in shower, low threshold, get in and out. It's more modern, so it looks better, and it can benefit you as you age in getting in and out of there. And, you know, we can put blocking in the wall for grab bars, so you don't have to have the grab bar, but if you came to the need of it, you got it right there ready to go. We've got everything ready. We get it in. We get it installed, and you're ready. You just get to stay in that house longer or not redo things. You don't want to remodel it and then start thinking later, wow, now I have all these needs. I need to remodel it again so I can get some of this stuff done. You know, think about these things, you know, as you go and as you think about remodeling. It's something we do every day at Mosby with Right Bath that, you know, we have different models and services for everybody. Not everybody needs this big design to go through for some simpler projects. So Right Bath can help you through that. We will have a Right Bath seminar I believe it's going to be in August, but I'll be announcing that, you know, as these things come up. So start thinking about, if you're thinking about that, maybe attending one of these bathroom seminars to learn and find out more. It's a great way to learn and figure all this stuff out and, you know, really think ahead. That measure twice, cut once goes even into the actual design of everything. So, hey, I had a good time. We don't have a winner today, but I'll get with Tim. We're going to get him a message and everything, and I'm going to bring him that gift card like I spoke about. And so I just want to thank everybody that kind of jumped in here with me and listened up on their Easter weekend as you're running around. And I will talk to everybody next week. Stay tuned for Priscilla's All Around the Yard.
Get more at 971talk.com.